You Tread on My Patience. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. You tread on my patience. How about that? How many times do we see people treading upon our patience? How many times do we see people being in our way and making us think twice and making us consider what's going on in the world and consider what's going on in our thoughts? Can anyone try our patience? Can anyone make us feel uneasy? Can they tread upon our patience? Can they make us feel that we are doing something that is difficult? Well, only if we accept them. Only if we accept them. Where is our thought most of the time? Is our thought on the things that we desire to have in our life? Is our thought upon the things that are important for our life? Is our thought upon those things that make us feel good and make us feel wonderful and make us feel fantastic? Are those thoughts upon who and what we really are? Or are our thoughts on who and what we would like to be? Are our thoughts upon who and what we would like to have in our world? What is it that really makes us feel good in life? What is it that really makes us feel that we are doing the right thing and we are doing it in the right way? What it is peace of mind. When we have peace of mind, when we are at peace within ourselves, when we are at presence within ourselves, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters at all. When we can take our thought and switch it so easily from one concept to another, we can be sitting in the car talking and enjoying a wonderful conversation, and then we arrive at the theater, and we get out of the car, and we go into the theater. And in the theater, we are again talking with friends until it's time for the show to begin. And when it's time for the show to begin, we take our thought and we move it entirely from all the things that we've been thinking about, and we move it to the theater. We move it to the show that is beginning. And we are there to enjoy the show. We are there to enjoy the theater. We are there not to live in the past, not to live in the future, not to live at any other time, but to live in the moment of the theater, the moment of the show. Now, you tread upon my patience is what we say. And because that's what we say, we sometimes get ourselves into a dither about what it is. And we look at a person and they disturb us. And they, well, for instance, you might, just before you go into the theater, you might see an accident or an incident. You see a car bumping into another car. Somebody wasn't paying attention. And so it irritates you and it treads upon your patience and it takes your attention. And so then someone says, "Hey, come, time to go in." And so you turn your attention from that situation, which was none of your business in the first place, but you chose to look at the accident or incident and be aware of it. And then you go into the theater and you're aware of other things. You buy your ticket or you have your ticket or you go in. You get yourself some treats that you might eat while you're watching the show. But of course, if you're in a really fine theater, you don't eat. In a really fine theater, you don't tantalize yourself with anything else than the show itself. You tread upon my patience is what we say to the world about us. It wants our attention. It wants to have our acceptance. It wants to have our awareness that it is going on and it's being there and it's happening. Is this what we really want out of life? Do we really want to have our attention be taken by things that we have not chosen to give it to? And yet we do choose to give it to it. When we see something that bothers us, when we see something that disturbs us, then it has our attention. It has all of our awareness. It has all of our stuff. Now, if we can take our attention, if we can take our patience, and we can put our patience on the feeling, I like me, on the feeling that this is a good world, on the feeling that all in this world is beautiful and wonderful. If we can take our moment, our attention, our patience, and put it on the acceptance of this is a beautiful world. Now, when you get up in the morning, do you say to yourself, I like me, it's a wonderful day, I'm a happy person? Is your patience, your attention on these good thoughts for yourself? If they are, that's beautiful. And as you go to breakfast, do you say, oh, I'm expecting a wonderful breakfast? Is your patience on expecting a wonderful breakfast? And when you get there, what do you find? When you find a wonderful breakfast, no matter what that breakfast may be, a bowl of cereal, eggs, or whatever it may be, you find a wonderful breakfast because you have had your patience on that breakfast. You have had your acceptance on that breakfast. You will not allow anything else to tread upon your patience of that breakfast because that is who and what you really are. It's who and what only matters. This is the only thing that matters to any of us. The only thing that matters to any of us is who and what we are. Where we're going, what our values are, what we think life's all about. Where do we tend to allow our patience to be? Are we patient with irritation? Well, that's a strange and sad thing to do. Rather than be patient with irritation, turn your attention to peace, to love, to harmony. If you have something that is trying your patience, is treading upon your patience and saying, oh, you've got to look at me. It's a noise that irritates you. What do you have the capacity to do? You have the capacity to turn that noise off. You have the capacity to live next to a railroad track or an elevated, and as you do, you learn, not by choice, it just happens because you get accustomed to it and you turn it off. It no longer bothers you. It no longer is anything that is something contrary to your highest good. Your patience allows you to be all that you are. But turn your patience to that which is the highest and best. If you can in any way be irritated by anything in life, when you can take your patience and you can let it be at peace, be untouched by anything that you do not want to be touched by. Be untouched by anything that you do not want to be touched by. Nothing treads upon your patience unless you let it. Nothing treads upon my patience unless I let it. If someone is acting funny and being an irritant in front of us, we close our eyes. We close our ears. We think of something else. We are totally in charge of our world. So if I say, you tread upon my patience, I give you the opportunity to be an irritant to me. But if I say, you are beautiful, if I create you that as that illusion in my world, then that is what you are. I am that master. I don't have to do or be anything in this world other than what is something desirable and delightful to me. So I say, all is in divine order. I say, all is beautiful. I say, all is good. I say, life is wonderful. You may have noticed that I say, all is in divine order quite often. And I say it every time I give a talk, and I say it every time I share with anybody, because that is my modus operandi. That is my code of ethics. That's my code of activity, that all is in divine order. And when I say that in my life, then that is what is in my world. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. So Anyone who treads upon my patience has my attention, and I don't choose to give my attention to anything other than what makes me happy, what makes me feel fulfilled, what makes me feel delighted, what makes me feel wonderful and now. This is what you can experience too. You're in charge of your patience. You're in charge of your attention. You're in charge of where you think your thoughts and upon what you give your attention every moment of the day. So this day, say, all is in divine order with me. This day, say, I am peace. This day, say, this is a day of love and joy and harmony and oneness, and all the world is beautiful. All the world is good. All the world is wonderful. You can never tread on my patience, because I only accept that which I am and that which I believe about myself. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day.